أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن الله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. In the previous ayats that we had read, Allah explained those people who go against the commandments of Allah and breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala, they are really going against themselves and breaking themselves. There is no good in whatsoever a person does when he breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and especially the kuffar who do not believe in Allah Ta'ala, that is the atheists who do not have any belief in Allah Ta'ala, etc., and completely deny the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains that Allah is how fully aware Allah is aware of all the actions of man. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. تُو نے نہیں دیکھا کہ اللہ کو معلوم ہے جو کچھ ہے آسمانوں میں اور جو کچھ ہے زمین میں. Haven't you seen that Allah Ta'ala is fully aware, has the full knowledge of everything that is in the heavens and in the earth, whether it is a drop of water of the ocean, and in that one drop of water what chemicals they are, from where they were made, how Allah made them, what they will be in the future, also the full details of that it has got. In fact, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was once sitting at the ocean shore, and he saw an ant coming with a rice grain to the water. As it came to the water, a frog came out from the sea, and it opened its mouth, and this ant with that rice grain went in its mouth. Just like he ordered a taxi, and the taxi came, and he jumped on his taxi, and immediately the frog took off. He was surprised at this whole incident, and after a while he saw the frog came back, and the ant came out from the mouth and carried on. He knew the languages of all birds, animals, everything. So he asked the ant, what is all this happening? So the ant said that there is a blind worm in a hollow rock at the bottom of the sea. It can't find its own rosy. Allah Ta'ala has appointed me to go and give its rosy. So I went and deliver its rosy to it. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam asked, does that ant make Allah shukr for that? So he said, yes. It says, Subhanalladhi may yarani. Pure is that being who sees me right at the bottom of the ocean, in a rock he sees me. Wa ya'rifu makani. And he knows my physical address also where I am living. Wa yarzuquni. And he delivers my rosy to me, yeah, by me where I am. I can't look for my own rosy, he delivers my rosy to me. So Allah is aware of everything what is in the heavens and the earth. Further, for mankind to understand this, and so that we can guard ourselves of many wrong things, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُ. کہیں نہیں ہوتا ہے مشورہ تین کا جہاں وہ نہیں ہوتا ان میں چھوٹا. That there is never an occasion when three people are sitting and talking in privacy. They're not letting anyone know that what they are talking about. They take promises from one another that this is all in confidence. But Allah is there, who is the fourth one. So whenever you are, wherever you are, He is there with you. And whatever you are discussing in complete privacy, Allah Ta'ala is aware of it. And like in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or the Anbiya, Allah informed them. Now in our days, if Allah wishes to, He'll inform somebody through a dream, or through kashf He will inform somebody, which we thought that nobody knows what we are discussing, but Allah is present and knows exactly not only what we are discussing, but what our hidden agenda is in our minds and hearts. That also fully Allah is aware of. وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ. اور نہ پانچ کا جہاں وہ نہیں ہوتا ان میں چھتا. And they aren't five people who have a discussion or private, completely private discussion, but Allah is there and He is the sixth one, He is present there with you also. وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ. اور نہ اس سے کم اور نہ زیادہ. And neither any less than three or more than three. But illa huwa ma'ahum aynama kanu. But he is with them wherever they may be. They can have their meetings with so tight security also, and with nobody else allowed to enter, and many security checks you have to go through before you can get to that meeting, but Allah is there with them. And whatever they are discussing, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all that. And it is interesting also that Allah Ta'ala referred to odd numbers. That first, if you are three, then Allah is the fourth one. Allah didn't say if you are four, then Allah is the fifth one. But Allah said if you are five, then Allah is the sixth one. The reason for that is, like in many meetings, if there is even numbers and they have to vote, then if they come to a deadlock with 10 vote this side, 10 vote that side, they can't make a decision. So if it's an odd number like 7, then it will be 4 and 3. If it's an odd number like 3, it will be 2 and 1. And like that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, towards the end of his khilafat, had appointed a shura of 6 people, which is not an odd number, that after me, the 6 must decide from amongst the 6 who will be the next khalifa. And, but for a precautionary measure, he made the ombudsman his son, Abdullah ibn Umar, which made it 7. But actually from the 6, 1 is decided, then the other 5 will be 3 and 2. So in any case, this is how it was advised that it should be done. That was a separate issue, but the main issue here discussed, that whether you are alone, whether you're not talking also, you're just thinking, you're planning, Allah is fully aware of what you do. And this is what we have to become conscious of. Allah is fully aware of what we say, why we are saying it, what is our actual objective. Many times between husband and wife also, with arguments that start, we say many things, but actually in our heart we know why we are saying these things, what we want to get to at the end. So Allah is fully aware of all these things. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ پھر جتلا دے گا ان کو جو کچھ انہوں نے کیا قیامت کے دن. Then on قیامت day, everything will be revealed. Not only what you did and what you said, but why you did it. What was your objective? And you had an immediate objective, and you had a long time objective. All that fully Allah is aware. And Allah will inform you, and accordingly take you to task or reward you for your actions. Inna Allah bi kulli shay'in alim. Beshak Allah ko maloom hai har cheez. There is absolutely no doubt that Allah is fully aware of each and everything. A leaf which hasn't come into existence, Allah Ta'ala knows about it. When it comes into existence, Allah is aware of every leaf in the world. And not only one leaf of a tree, but what it is made up. That leaf is made up of many, many things. All that Allah is fully aware. And what is going to happen to it, and which leaf is going to dry, which leaf will be used as medicine, what effect that medicine will have on that person, every finest and minutest detail. And Allah doesn't have to press numbers on the computer to bring up a file. Allah, it is all the time in front of everyone. In fact, so much so that Allah is not only aware of every human being, but of every single human being. Allah is fully aware of his not one eye, but 2 eyes. And how many parts are there in the eyes? What things are there? Allah is fully aware. What he has seen in his whole life, Allah knows. What he's looking at now and what he's going to look at the future, it is all immediately in front of Allah Ta'ala. Then not only the eyes, the heart. And the heart is made up of so many things. Not only the cholesterol, which is made of so many things, the heart itself is made up of so many things. Allah is fully aware. The liver, the kidneys, the nervous system, the digestive system, or everything, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of each and everything. the past, the present, the future. So if a person understands this aqidah, this truth, then he will guard himself against sin very, very easily. And he will avoid sin, whether it is in privacy, whether he's conspiring with others to do some wrong. Every sin a person will be saved from. May Allah give us this reality to understand this and be conscious of it at all times. Not only when we are speaking or hearing about it, but at all times that we be conscious, Allah is fully aware of each and everything. And that will regulate our lives accordingly very well. Wa akhiru da'wana.